Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news this morning. The search for a man who disappeared nearly a week ago will continue in just a few hours. We'll bring you up to speed on the case.
And when you open the door, you'll notice it is a lot warmer than yesterday. We're already in the 60s. I'll show you how warm it will get this afternoon. After a series of lockdowns this month, even an AR-15 brought to a school, safety and security in Wake County Public Schools are top of mind. The steps the school system is taking today to keep classrooms safe.
And taking a live look in Washington, D.C. this morning, a major decision is expected today on student loan forgiveness. We explain what's included in that proposed plan. Glad you're on board with us here early on your Tuesday, 4:30. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. It's going to be a toe-tapping Tuesday. We have a nice warm, mild start, and then it's going to be up in the 70s again. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center looking forward to today. Yeah, last day of February, feeling like April. I think we're used to that, right? 62 degrees as you're heading out the door around the Triangle area. This is a live look at Rocky Mount Mills. We did have some rain overnight last night. Skies are clear, and that does mean that we have the chance of some patchy fog developing this morning. But so far, everything's looking just fine. It's something we'll just keep our eye on. 68 is our warm spot in Fayetteville, but it's 56 in South Hill. Our wind will come out of the west today, which is typically a nice warm flow for us. Our temperatures this morning anywhere from around 10 to, look at that, 23 degrees warmer in Roxborough than it was this time yesterday. So it's a nice warm start. And take a look at our cloud cover. This shows the percentage of the sky covered by clouds. Mostly it's almost zero. Right around early, like mid-morning, it gets up to about 30%. So a passing cloud here or there, it's going to be absolutely beautiful. We're in the 60s right now. We could dip into the 50s in the next few hours, and then we bounce into the mid-70s for this afternoon. Once again this week, we have the potential for some record highs. I'll show you which days coming up. Elizabeth, thanks. Breaking news. The search for a man who hasn't been seen in nearly a week in Franklin County will continue in just a few hours. Anthony Coley, who goes by AJ, has been missing since last Wednesday. He was last seen in the area of Person Road. A search party will gather at 10 this morning at Mountain Grove Baptist Church on Alert Road. WRAL's Nia Harden is on the way there right now. She'll have a live report for us starting at 5. If you see him, please contact the Franklin County Sheriff's Office.
I'm Michael Grayson, the WRAL breaking news tracker in Durham, where police say a man is in critical condition after being shot just before 11 p.m. last night. Take a look at this new video from the WRAL breaking news tracker of the scene. This all happened on the 1300 block of Marne Avenue. Police had units all up and down Marne Avenue. Officers were questioning neighbors in the area about anything that they may have seen. They also had crime tape all along the back properties of these townhomes that you see here. They did spend a fair amount of time in the backyard of those townhomes looking around where that crime tape roped everything off. Right now, I'm still working with investigators to get any more information about the condition of that man who was shot and find out if they have any leads on the potential shooter. In Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Today, the Wake County School Board is working to keep schools safe as the district deals with a rise in classroom threats. And just last week, a student brought an AR-15 to a school basketball game. A safety and security committee is meeting at 1 o'clock today to consider plans to improve safety. We're working to learn what ideas are on the table for that. Among the topics to be discussed are school resource officers and security on campuses. This comes after the number of threats made against Wake County schools reached double digits this month alone. On Thursday, a student from another school brought a loaded AR-15 semi-automatic rifle to a basketball game at Millbrook Magnet High School.
A push to legalize medical marijuana in North Carolina could take a big step forward today. The state Senate will vote this afternoon on a bill making it legal for doctors to prescribe marijuana to people with certain conditions, such as cancer or PTSD. A similar bill passed the state Senate last year, but failed in the House. This time, the measure's Republican sponsor thinks it will move forward.
Today, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case involving President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. 6 Republican-led states challenged the plan. It would give more than $400 billion in student loan debt for millions of Americans. The challengers argue President Biden's plan is an overreach of power. Before they can argue that point, they need to prove they have the grounds to sue in the first place. The arguments start today, and we likely won't get a final decision from the court until later this summer.
New this morning, Fayetteville police are reporting a big increase in use of force cases. Police Chief Ken Braden presented the fourth quarter crime report to City Council last night. He says use of force cases jumped from 38 in 2021 to 72 in 2022. That's a nearly 90% increase in just 1 year. One City Council member asked if there were any measures in place to address this.
Together, the potential for use of force out there on a day-to-day basis with the sheer number of police officers we have patrolling on a regular basis is not, I don't know if 40 is the number that causes you concern, but to me, we're monitoring those on a day-to-day basis to ensure that the officers' actions on those situations are reasonable and justified.
The report also found fewer departmental investigations between 2021 and 2022. We'll get a look at what it shows about crime rates in Fayetteville ahead in our next half hour.
A winter storm is making its way over New Jersey, leaving behind several inches of snow, up to 8 inches possible for parts of New Jersey. And officials warn that heavier snow could make it treacherous driving conditions. Now, strong winds are expected this morning with gusts of 30 to 40 miles per hour.
There will be extra security on campus this week after a code red lockdown at the Lillington Education Complex. Star Academy was on lockdown for several hours yesterday after a 13-year-old boy was found with a loaded gun in his backpack. This is the second time in less than 2 weeks that a student brought a loaded gun to a school in Harnett County. A school resource officer found the gun after getting a tip from someone inside the school. Police plan to take out juvenile petitions against the teen. They're also interviewing family members to determine if any adults will face charges. Irwin police tell us they took out a juvenile petition against a 9-year-old. They say the child brought a loaded handgun to Irwin Elementary earlier this month. The child's uncle, Preston McCoy, faces a charge for failing to properly store the gun. No one was hurt in this case.
Frustration and disbelief this morning for drivers who received racial slurs printed on oil change stickers at a Raleigh car dealership. Leith Volkswagen of Raleigh tells WRAL a cleaning employee's underage child who came to work with them was responsible for adding the offensive language. The dealership has since cut ties with the cleaning company. WRAL spoke with one of the impacted drivers who called the incident triggering.
Just to see something like that when you're spending money at a business place is kind of absurd for the day.
A Leith company spokesperson provided a media statement to WREL saying, "We have contacted all 11 impacted customers to apologize. We have terminated the third-party cleaning company, and we have posted a public apology on our Facebook page, and we've taken internal steps to ensure this cannot happen again. We're deeply sorry that this incident occurred." Those words from the company.
A violence intervention program in Durham is getting another round of funding.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Passes 5-0.
Durham County Commissioners voted unanimously last night to continue supporting Bull City United. Its budget has increased fivefold since it started in 2016. The group includes former gang members and holds thousands of conflict mediations each year. But it has gotten some community pushback after several crimes involving its members.
A mom in Oklahoma says she and her kids are lucky to be alive after a tornado destroyed their home.
Doors were flying. Things were exploding. I get back there and my boys meet me in the hallway.
And in just a few minutes, she tells us about the struggle to find her 7-year-old daughter after the roof of their home collapsed on her room.
Plus, an arrest has been made in a decade-old case in Massachusetts. We explain how an episode of the HBO show The Wire and a sweet potato help people catch the suspect.
And it sure is going to be a beautiful day outside. WRAL's Elizabeth Gardner tells us how long this will hang around.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42. Look at this warm start this morning. 61 in Rocky Mount. It's 62 in Durham and in Raleigh. Our skies are mostly clear right now. We do still have some moisture that's out. It rained some last night, so streets are damp in some places. Grass may be wet. And because of that, as we continue to cool down this morning, we could see a little patchy fog developing. But so far, there is nothing out there. Heading out the door this morning, you know, a light jacket is fine. Our temperatures are in the 60s currently. We could dip briefly down into the 50s, and then we jump right back up into the 60s and 70s. This afternoon, temperatures will be in the mid-70s. Exercising this evening is going to feel fantastic with temperatures close to 70 degrees under some clear skies. We'll see more of this tomorrow, but toward the end of the week, we're in for some rain. We'll talk about the timeline coming up. Elizabeth, thanks. New video this morning of the moments a home in New Jersey exploded while firefighters worked to put out a fire. Whoa. The explosion so powerful, it literally lifted the home off its foundation. Six firefighters were in the home when it exploded, and amazingly, all survived. Two of the firefighters were hospitalized with burns, but they've since been released. No word on what caused the home to explode.
Door-to-door checkups on families affected by the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. That is in high gear right now. The EPA, FEMA, and the CDC say they have reached more than 530 homes in less than 3 days. The outreach will continue to work throughout this week.
A man has been charged in Massachusetts for a cold case murder thanks to DNA, a GPS tracker, and a sweet potato. Deveris Hampton was charged Monday, 12 years to the day after Todd Lampley was found shot to death in 2011. The lead that resulted in Hampton's arrest was a phone tied to the name Marlo Stanfield, a fictional character in the HBO series The Wire. In the show, a sweet potato was used as a silencer. And investigators found a sweet potato at the scene of Lampley's murder with Hampton's DNA on it. Prosecutors say they can place Hampton at the home at the time of the murder as a result of data from a GPS monitor he was wearing because of a previous crime. Hampton is in jail without bond. Hyundai is recalling more than 65,000 of its luxury Genesis vehicles. The recall includes the 2020 through 2023 GV80 SUV and the 2021 through 2023 G80 sedan. The company says the seat belts could explode during a crash. Owners should be contacted by April 7th.
A mother in Oklahoma is telling her story of survival after a severe storm destroyed her home, trapping her inside with her children. As of last night, at least 9 tornadoes have been confirmed to have touched down on Sunday. Frances Tabler described her experience with the tornadoes, said it was like being inside of a snow globe. She was at home with her kids, 3 of them, when it hit. Her 2 sons helped her fight flying debris to get to a back bedroom where her 7-year-old daughter was laying in bed when the ceiling collapsed.
She was in here, and we were able to get her out of this room. And this right here, I mean, we are so lucky to be alive. We are so lucky that we weren't injured.
Yeah, none of the family's things are salvageable except a few family photos found in that debris. Tabler says it is overwhelming how many people are working to help her recover and rebuild. And although the house may never be the same, she is grateful to be alive.
The man who accidentally shot himself inside Crabtree Valley Mall is now facing charges. Raleigh police say shoppers were startled by a loud noise near the food court Saturday, which many people described as a ladder falling. People ran to safety, including a man carrying a concealed weapon, and that man accidentally shot himself. 22-year-old Alan Osvaldo Hernandez was charged with discharging a firearm in the city limits and carrying a concealed weapon. Authorities won't say if he had a concealed carry permit.
A student claimed she was asked to read a sexually explicit passage from a book at Athens Drive High School. The head of the local chapter, Moms for Liberty, spoke out about the incident at last week's Wake School Board meeting, saying it happened back in November. The book was given as a read-aloud in-class assignment.
How is that a safe environment for her? Can you explain why this subject matter should be part of an ELA curriculum for any age or grade? And I have to note, this was also a special ed class.
It's Melissa Warner.
We've reached out to Wake County Public Schools for a response. We've not heard back yet. The book in question is called The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian.
With all the wild weather going on in other parts of the country, we are grateful for our quiet weather. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with how our Tuesday is starting off.
It's a nice one out there. Temperatures are mild. Our skies are clear. Yesterday, we were dealing with a little bit of fog out across the area. We had some rain. A front moved through last night, and we're looking at drier conditions, but it's nice and mild. 62 currently. It's possible that we would drop into the 50s for a few hours this morning, and then we're going to bounce right back into the 60s just in time for lunchtime. Should be a nice lunch hour to spend some time outside if you have that opportunity. Heading out the door, it is 68 in Fayetteville, 58 in Goldsboro, 61 in Roxboro, 66 in Southern Pines, and low 60s right here in the Triangle. There's a look at that front that is zipping right on out of here. We're seeing drying conditions behind it. There's a high pressure system that's back to our west, and that is helping to keep things nice and mild for us and dry too. Take a look at our afternoon highs. Likely to hit 81 in Fayetteville, 80 in Clinton, 78 in Goldsboro, looking at upper 70s in the Triangle and mid 70s up near the Virginia line. When we take a look at our big warm-up, it continues. You can see these dark red colors. That's where temperatures are above normal, and we'll stay above normal all the way through Friday. And then our temperatures moderate some over the weekend. Take a look at our potential for records. We probably won't hit one this week. 77 today with a record of 81. 76 tomorrow, record's 82. Thursday, 77, and the record is 82. So we're close, but we probably won't quite make it with those records being in the 80s. Now, today is officially, meteorologically, the last day of winter. We would consider it the entire month of December, January, and February. So tomorrow becomes the first day of spring. So let's take a look. How did we do? We had the warmest February on record, tied with 2017, the second warmest January on record, and the warmest winter on record. Winter? Did we have winter? I don't think we had any. The last six winter seasons, we did have some snow, except for this year, a trace so far. And we're not going to see any snow today. So that caps our winter with a trace. Not that we couldn't see it in March, but it doesn't count as winter at that point. Last year, we had 2.7 inches, 1.6, 2.5, and then in the last 6 years, the big snow, of course, back there in 2018, 2019, we had 7 inches also in 2017, 2018. So the last few years, we've been just, all of us snow lovers have been crying. We typically have an average of a third of an inch in March, so it doesn't give us much of a chance. January is typically where we rack up most of the snow at about 2.5 inches, but no snow in sight this year, that's for sure. Expect mid to upper 70s all the way through Friday. The next thing that we're watching closely is our front that comes through Friday with a chance for some strong to possibly severe storms. We'll walk through that coming up. And then over the weekend, we're back to some dry conditions.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Netflix will soon air its first live stream comedy special. We'll have details on which stars made the lineup next.
And taking a live look at downtown Raleigh this morning, some road closures will affect drivers there this morning. We'll tell you which streets to avoid. The building industry is a huge contributor to climate change. Manufacturing cement and steel account for 16% of global greenhouse gas emissions. That's about 8 times worse than flying. WRL climate change reporter Liz McLaughlin shows us two companies launching technology that aims to change that.
What started as a venture to produce oxygen on other planets led to a terrestrial application, a green way to make steel.
This is a complete novel process, something that was never looked into before.
Jonathan Gafman is CEO of Helios, the Israel-based company that found a way to produce 99% pure iron from iron ore, using sodium instead of carbon.
We turn this, into green iron.
Requiring only thermal energy and emitting only oxygen.
We are talking about a process that can reduce direct emissions to zero. Indirect emissions by roughly 90%, depends on the energy source.
Helios says it's cheaper too, costing about 20% less than traditional production methods. Createrra is another Israeli company aiming to upend the building industry by developing an eco-replacement for cement.
Fully circular, fully sustainable products that are produced without going beyond the boiling point of water.
The company developed a mixture using natural raw materials that are recyclable and biodegradable.
We put it inside this machine. If you want, you can touch it and smell it.
it's very earthy.
The product is pressed and heated using minimal energy, never going beyond 100 degrees Celsius. ceramics, and cement, in contrast, use kilns fired at temperatures above 1,000 degrees.
That saved 90% of the energy and therefore 80% of the CO2 emissions.
Criaterra is currently expanding to a larger production facility in Portugal and developing a thinner and more insulated cement block replacement in addition to the current wall tiles.
It's a game changer.
Startup Innovations, hoping to upend some of the world's biggest contributors to climate change. Liz McLaughlin, WREL News.
Criaterra says its products will be launching in Europe, Asia, and the U.S. in the coming months. And Helios is launching a pilot plant program on the East Coast later this year.
Construction crews will close a portion of a road in downtown Raleigh this week. There's a small portion of an area right here in the red. You see it, this line on the map, West Davie Street from Dawson to McDowell. That will close because they're setting up a crane in that area. The work will start at 7 o'clock this morning, and the road will stay closed all the way until sometime Friday.
More stars are joining Netflix's upcoming first live stream comedy special. It's called Chris Rock Selective Outrage. It will air Saturday night on Netflix. It will also include a pre- and post-show with guests including Jerry Seinfeld, Amy Schumer, Kevin Hart, and Matthew McConaughey. The show will air live from the Comedy Store in Los Angeles.
We're following breaking news this morning. The search for a man who is missing in Franklin County continues this morning. In just a few minutes, we'll bring you up to speed on the disappearance.
And this is a live look at Washington, D.C. this morning. A major decision expected today on student loan forgiveness. We explain what's included in the proposed plan.
Plus, we're breaking down the latest crime report for the city of Fayetteville. What it reveals about the amount of use of force cases in that city.